Haunt season's here, everybody. I repeat, haunt season has begun. And I can't do this on my own. I may be Phil, but with me is the man, the myth, the legend, Simon. And Simon,
Yes.
why are we here?
Because it's Blinky Cup season. It's speculation season has started. We have a very special thing to show you. I'm just gonna get my beer open first because I need to wet the whistle.
And while he's having a beer, don't forget to subscribe to us on all good podcast apps and YouTube and give us a great review where you can.
Yeah, so this is my favorite beer, lads. This is a New England IPA that I got from Aldi. Reduced.
I hope you share it in a group chat or else
No, I can't
about
do
it.
that.
We'll share. Send it
Yeah.
to them, let them see it.
Yeah. So it's six states, New England IPA, 5.7%.
Quite a weak one then for
Yeah.
IPA.
Well, it's an independent. It's
Oh my.
it's an Aldi version,
People,
isn't it,
if
though?
you're just listening, get the YouTube on because that's one big head he's got on there. Yeah,
Probably.
don't worry, I'll keep on talking while he's drinking.
It's
Right,
quite
so as
nice, actually.
Simon
Quite
alluded
happy.
to, Spec Map Volume Version 1,
Version
Week
one from,
0 is here.
yeah, from HN Nightmares, my good friends over there, have got their first speculation map out. So, hopefully, you're seeing it on the screen right now.
And yet again, people, before Simon says anything, if you want to see it as actually look at it as we talk about it, go and check this episode out on YouTube. It's not going to be a long episode. So we are just going to get into it now. So here we go. Go, Simon.
Yeah, so like we usually do on our speculation map episodes, don't take these as all concrete. Some things will change in the next version and subsequent versions till we get to the event. But we can guarantee one, because we've already had the announcement, in what is it?
Apparently for
A.
now.
It's in section A. Chucky. We already know Chucky's going to be at the event. He announced it at the end of HHN 31. So we know Chucky's going to be there. So in location B, we have Universal Monsters, the Phantom versus, well, Phantom slash Dracula.
Obviously, Phantom of the Opera, if
Yeah.
people are wondering, not a Phantom.
So it's one of the monsters that we haven't had, the Phantom of the Opera, and one that we have had. We have had the
One we've
Dracula.
had many, many, many times.
Yeah.
Personally, I would have rather had Phantom on his own.
Yeah. But things can still change. We're
Yeah.
not too sure yet.
It might not even be Dracula. It could be Dracula's Brides again.
I don't know. I don't know. I think the women had their shot. Don't shoot at me for that, but the women had theirs.
Did
There's
Dracula
not
have
many.
his shot?
Probably sticking the biggest Louis heart. I don't know. Then we have in location C. We have The Last of Us, last year's wanted IP and never showed up. Because obviously it was delayed, so it's a very, very big rumor.
And so
But
far,
this
five
is.
episodes what have been out when you listen to this, it's been batting high scores every episode, so
Yeah, I've still not watched any of it. I'm going to wait and binge watch it all. So I'll take it from there. Now we get into a bit of a line of originals. In location D, we have Krampus. Not to be confused with Krampus, what they've done at Halloween Horror Nights
yeah,
26.
I'm glad it's not the same as the movie one because that was a fantastic house.
Yeah, I
That's
believe I.
where Shrek used to be, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't actually do that house in 26 because I didn't do 26 at all.
No, I did it. I
But I
remember it
believe the
well.
facade, walking into the facade was phenomenal. So, yeah, if it's anything similar to that, I'd be very happy to see that.
Oh, looks
Then,
like the next one's you. Beat you
well,
to it.
we are on location E. You will have to watch the YouTube video to see this because all I can subscribe it as is an anchor, an old sea shanty anchor. So, what that means, it could mean
What
anything.
was that C1 called? Just literally the one we just
It's
been to.
if Dead Man's Wharf or Dead
You don't
Man's
think it could be
Pier.
continue on third part to it? That's
Yeah, but
speculation for me.
it could be. But I don't like when they do a year back to back years of the same thing, kind of, you know what I mean? But
This could be my house, people, because it's an anchor, but if you put a W in front of it in England, it means something different.
it definitely does. And if you find the meme out there that's going around at the moment, someone convinced some Americans that is what you do in America is called you run. when you do that certain thing.
No.
So they would go around saying, "Oh yes, I was doing this while going up a mountain. Oh, my friend was there with me while I was doing it." So
having a W wank.
Yeah, well, explicit on here, wank. There you go.
Yeah, fair enough. I was going to be nice for once.
Anyway, moving on to location F, which
where is location F, by the way?
Location F is in Fast
and Furious.
So if people
are listening, we'll give them an idea where they are.
Yeah, F. Well, A is the first one you hit as you walk into Production Central near Minions. B is where the plaza is outside Rip Ride Rocket. C is Jimmy Fallon. D and E is the back of New York towards where the old tribute store is. F is where Fast and Furious is, which we can confirm that permits have been put in for Fast and Furious to be a house.
Means the ride will be shut again.
Yeah. So at F, we have the horrors of Blumhouse. Is it Megan or Megan?
It's Megan.
Megan, because some people.
I don't know. We're going to call it Megan. We're English.
Yeah, it's Megan and Insidious.
Funny enough, can I just say quickly, as weird as, and Simon knows I'm not lying, what four movies did I watch before any announcement, before we knew about a Blumhouse house?
American Pie.
I watched all the Insidious movies again because I knew number five's coming. So, and yeah. I actually said to someone, I'd love to see this house because I missed this house, I think.
Yeah, this was at 25 and I think it was at 22 as well.
Yes, I missed that.
It was fantastic. Fantastic. One of Julie's favourite houses.
The Mega
house,
bit's so. Going to be the, it's going to be like last year. The Mega
yeah,
the first
if,
part.
If it's like it is in that Fast and Furious like last year, it'll be two houses in one, which to be fair did actually work. So
it was awesome. And yeah. It was always the more scary, more intense house, the second part, it seems.
Yeah. So location G, which is the long walk from last year where Bugs Alive was. Very, very long walk. We've got the Layer of the Banshees original. Could be a continuation from the Banshees Scare Zone from 2030.
Could be. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, this one's going to be the one that hurts your ears.
Why?
Because Banshees are known for two things. Oh, beautiful singing to entice you and absolute gut-wrenching screaming.
Yeah, yeah. Then in location H, which is side of Men in Black, usually. It's usually one
near
of the
Coke
buildings.
She's near the Coke place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's usually one of the parade, the tents, the sprung tents. No. Devil Dogs, original.
Sounds like an IPA.
I'm not going to go into too much because we said we weren't going to go into too much until we get anything official.
It's going to be about demon dogs. That's all I can tell.
I'm thinking bikers.
All that, yeah. Bikers or
I'm
devil
thinking
dogs.
Bikers with that one, but we don't know. And then in location I, which is towards Kids Zone, which we'll have to see how that's going to be going on because most of Kids Zone is shut. So we'll see how that goes. This is another one you have to watch the video for. It's just a guitar with a lightning bolt.
That's two possible groups there straight away.
Yeah, I did get the heavy metal vibe. First two groups that popped into my head was AC/DC and Metallica. So,
well, I think it could be their cheering.
Well, you never know. It could be Harry Potter. It's got the.
Oh God! As long as it ain't Sam,
Harry Potter.
As long as it ain't Sam Smith. I'm sorry, people, but that scared me while I saw him in the Brits and everything.
All I'll say is go and watch Phoenix Nights and watch Go and Get Your Black Bin Bags. That's all I need to say. Just watch that and you'll know exactly what I mean.
And the final house?
And the final house is another one you'll have to see visually. It's Japanese symbols. And it just says original underneath it. I've deciphered a few.
We've had a little
nothing.
Hint. It's meant to be something to do with a Japanese monster or something.
Yeah. Well, the first two symbols together, I believe, does say Japan. But singly, it says different words. I can't read Japanese. I don't really want to attempt to read Japanese. I don't want to offend anyone.
No, I just want Godzilla. So, or Mothman.
It could be. Yeah. So like I say, we won't go into too much speculation about what actually is these originals until we know more, which unfortunately they will be the last ones to get the information from.
You don't want to know this early, everything, though. No, you want to have the speculation. And in a future episode as well, we will go back to this map if there's not a new one out and we will speculate properly what we think.
And one more thing that's been added to the map. We do have one show down in
S2.
Bill and Ted area, or the Fear Factor. It's not even Fear Factor anymore, is it?
The Fear Factor place, what was meant to shut down years ago.
Yeah. Nightmare Fuel, I believe, is coming back. So, I can say, if you are watching this, all I'll say is that is very,
very
interesting.
Interesting. I'm Batman.
So, there you go, guys. That
and obviously,
is
we got the
speculation
rides as well.
Map. Yeah, the rides, which same can fluctuate. You got Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket, Transformers, Revenge of the Mummy, Escape from Gringotts, Men in Black, and the Simpsons Ride, which usually is only at peak weekends, the Simpsons Ride.
I'm not going to lie. If in a way, I kind of hope at least 5-6 of these houses stay what they are, because that's got me excited.
Well,
already, I didn't have this excitement last year. I can't even lie about it. There was a few good houses, but I just wasn't excited for it. I mean, Chucky, brilliant.
If
Monsters,
if
Phantom
this
Dracula
is 50% right, I'm 50% looking at getting a ticket for a
I'm not
weekend.
being, rude, mate, but if The Last of Us is there, it's going to be absolutely packed, because that is going to be the new Stranger Things house.
Well, like I said, at this moment in time, I am not going this year, unfortunately.
I am.
But things may change. There is a few things on there that might change things. And if my financial situation does change, I will try and get over for the weekend.
I think four of them are guaranteed. I'm gonna put my hand up now, people. I'm gonna say four guaranteed. I'm gonna say Chucky, Monsters, Phantom, something, The Last of Us, and I think Blumhouse, Megan, Insidious, all them four are in.
I think what you say, the IPs, I think stonewalling.
Yeah,
they're done because the contracts have been
How
signed.
How many IPs are there? Only four.
I'd say there's four there.
Five,
because
the
Universal Monsters. Yeah.
No, the Qatar as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a music house. So you've got Chucky as an IP. Universal Monsters is an IP. Sorry if people disagree with it, but it is an IP.
It's,
The Last of Us.
I call it a blender.
Yeah, but you've got The Last of Us, Howl's of Blumhouse, and the guitar with a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
So that's really it, guys. So all I've got to say after this is please, please, please go and follow Horror Night Nightmares on Twitter. And he said he's going to retweet our tweet that we're going to do. So if you see it, follow it on. The links for his account will be in the description anyway. Give the guy a follow and give him some support. Because the guy puts a lot of work into these speculation maps. And if you're listening to this, it's literally dropping as the map comes out public. So
I'll tell you what, though. I reckon Scare Zone L looks like a banger.
It's a miss for me at the moment.
I'm hoping, though, people, before we go any further in this, I'm hoping they move the tribute store back. I'm not impressed with the place.
I don't know. We'll have to just wait and see with the logistics, because that I did find that corner very, 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 very congested last year. The rest of the park weren't too
zones?
Bad. Well, there's not really
they
anywhere
the scare
else
zone
put...
from there. Well, I'm always wondering, you know, where they had Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I always thought that was a good area for
yeah,
the scare
but
zone.
Then you've got the Lagoon Show, and it affected the Killer Clowns area last time. So,
cares
well,
when the Lagoon Show was every hour or something.
Well, we'll wait and see. All we can do is wait and see. There's actually a massive area outside Diagon Alley that could use as a scare zone, but they just need to be able to use
permission.
That area, and that'd be great. Yeah, and it'll be fantastic. Because you've got two routes. You've got the walkway and you've got the side of the bus as well. So
you could argue, say, could Men in Black be used that area? There's plenty of areas, but that would, because there's nothing, literally, when you go from Harry Potter World, as I like calling it now, and MIB, there's a big gap for scare zones because of the Simpsons as well.
It's a nice way to relax and have a few beers.
Simpsons is.
Yeah, definitely.
Simon needs to come out when I'm out there, so I've got a drinking buddy. Because I'm going with non-drinkers this time.
Oh, well, we'll see. Well, I might be over for the weekend. It's still not 100% out of the question yet. need to get my passport sorted first.
Well, everyone, I hope you've enjoyed all that. As I said earlier on, subscribe to us on YouTube, Epic Haunts. Subscribe to us on all podcast apps and give us a review, please. Share us out to your friends and family. And Simon, what's the socials?
At Epic Haunts, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
We have a Facebook, but we don't really use it.
Well, it don't, whatever we put on Instagram goes on Facebook, so you can follow us on Facebook. That's probably the easiest place to contact us if you wanted to get hold of us.
I'll tell you what, though, anybody who's listened to this today, do us a favour. On the Anchor app or Twitter, I think they can. Where can they send voice messages to us? It's definitely on the Anchor app. What's the problem?
Definitely the Anchor app. I think you can send direct messages.
Can you send direct messages? You can send direct messages on Facebook as well to Epic Haunts. I know that because I've got it on my phone. No one's ever messaged us on it.
Yeah. I think you can do a little voicemail. But I think you've got to record it, then you've got to add it and send it on Twitter. So it's
If you want to do it on Anchor, we'll somehow get it in the show notes somewhere. So you just click on it. And
yeah, literally, up to a minute. Record a quick message where I will get it. We can actually play it on the show. We'll find a way of doing it as well. Yep, so
we always do. So that's pretty much everything. This was nice and short and sweet. And that is the plan for the spec maps going on. Yeah. We want nice, short and sweet ones. And then normal episodes will come out. What will be the long ones when you can listen to me talking absolute amazing knowledge and Simon know nothing.
Yeah. We'll go back.
Is that the wrong way around?
The usual nonsense we keep talking about.
Yeah. Go and check out our previous episode as well. People basically from England going over to Halloween Horror Nights for a weekend. Some of you think you can only go out there for 2 weeks. It's doable. Go and listen to the episode.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm thinking about it. So if you want to find out more information, there's two great guys. Give us their insight into doing it. So go and listen.
And as always,
go and watch.
And all as we say from me, be epic.
And stay spooky. Enjoy spooky season. Ooh.